This is the news and talk of Nevada. Now, Nevada Outlook, a discussion of Northern Nevada issues on News Talk 780 KOH.
Welcome to Nevada Outlook. I'm Daniela Cennino, and today we're talking with Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong about returning those gifts that you don't want and redeeming those gift cards and how to keep yourself safe from thieves. Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong, good morning. And it is time to get out and spend those gift cards that we all got for Christmas and to return those gifts. Some people like to wait until the following weekend after Christmas to avoid the rush. And we're already seeing car break-ins where people are getting ripped off in that respect. Let's go ahead and just run down the basics to people. First off, you guys have seen an uptick since Christmas of car break-ins, right?
We've seen, including the Christmas period, it's a little early, just days after Christmas, people continue to leave valuables in their vehicle, often visible to the persons walking by. For the most part, we're seeing those cars that are being left open with valuables inside. And it's the most common sense thing to do if you have valuables in your car, and most of us have something in the car. Lock your cars when you walk away from it, even if you're going to walk away for only a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes can turn into five, and it only takes seconds to remove something from your vehicle.
Yeah, smash and grab can go pretty quick. Talk about that.
They can. We have seen these over and over again, actually through surveillance videos. It happens in a second. Somebody walks by the car, they see a purse laying on the seat, they see a computer on the seat, anything of value in the car. They just reach in, take it, and walk away, and the instance of the crime has only taken a couple of seconds.
There's a couple really smart plans to put in place if you're going to go out and do some shopping to either spend those gift cards or return items. Let's go ahead and just run down the basics to people. First off, what's the first thing we want to do? We want to hide those presents if we're taking returns back, right?
In most cars, you can put your items in the trunk where they're not visible to anybody. A lot of us are driving vehicles without trunks, your SUVs, your pickup trucks and such. And so your items get left on the seats. It's best to cover them up so that they're not visible to the naked eye, somebody walking by, and a crime of opportunity takes place. If you don't have a trunk where you can hide or secure your items, it's good to keep them out of sight to people who are walking by, and always roll up your windows and lock your doors.
I have a Scion, and it's pretty open all the way through. So what I do is I put the seats down, and then I put everything kind of underneath the folded down seats so you can't see them. Or I'll take I always have a blanket just in case you get stuck on the side of the highway, and I'll cover my items up like that.
I'm glad you mentioned the highways, because this is a place where we very often see these theft occurs from. Isolated areas where nobody is watching, there's not a lot of traffic around. You're best to park your vehicle in a well-lit area of the store where it can be seen, and if somebody's tampering with the vehicle, maybe an alert citizen will notify the police.
Having your vehicle secure, putting those packages in a place where people can't see them, those are all preventative ways to stop that criminal who's just looking for an easy grab, right?
It only takes just a second to prevent yourself from being a victim.
What if I'm at the mall? I mean, oftentimes it's going to take me, you know, several minutes in each store to take my returns back or to pay for those new items I'm getting with my gift card. What if I've got packages that still have to go back? Say I'm over at the mall, but I got to run over here later to Walmart. Let's also talk about having someone along with you to watch that stuff if you can't be in the car the whole time.
It's interesting, because many of us, when we do the shopping, we go from store to store to store. We make a day of it, an adventure, if you will. Again, you're back to, if you're going to be traveling from different places, we use the word hide, but just make sure that your items are not in clear view of somebody walking by. If nothing can be seen, maybe that person's just going to walk right on by. But if it's readily accessible, it becomes a problem. If you are shopping from store to store and you have a considerable amount of gifts, it doesn't hurt to have somebody stay with the car while you run in and exchange your package or and get back on the road.
And you guys have seen that pretty much in a recent case that is going on. You're kind of looking for information on a burglary that occurred in Carson near Pine and Hot Springs Road on the 28th. And we had a couple of guys running around in a Chevy SUV stealing items out of a pickup truck in front of a residence. You guys are still looking for these folks. You want to talk a little bit about this case if you could?
We are. We are very, very fortunate in many cases to get some good video coverages. You can check your local news releases, both the printed copies on the internet and on the TV stations. If you see somebody that you can recognize as a suspect in one of these incidents, please call us. Please call your local law enforcement agencies so that they can get on top of it.
Yeah, these guys have been running around since November. And let's give a brief description. I've got the press release right here. It's a Chevy SUV that has a white-colored front panel that doesn't match the rest of the vehicle color. And there's a man that appears to be wearing dark clothing with a big belly and a goatee. The passenger is thinner, and he wears a flat-billed hat, jeans, and a camo-style jacket. So you guys got some good surveillance on these folks when they hit this location. What kind of items got taken? Do we know?
No, I don't know.
But nonetheless, these are the kind of folks that kind of run around the neighborhoods and looking for those crimes of opportunity, right?
They're looking for crimes of opportunity, and that's the whole point. In our most recent reports, people are losing things out of their cars that really shouldn't even be in there when the car is left unattended. Drones, cameras, cell phones, those are some of the items that have been taken. In other cases, weapons and cash. These are things that you should not be leaving in your car, especially parked, left unattended, and unlocked.
And that's, I think that's a thing for a lot of us. I'll have my phone on navigation, and I kind of put it in the cup holder so I can still see it, but I don't have one of those little holders that people have on their dash. But I'll put it in my cup holder, then I'll leave the car to go into the store, and I'll be in there, and half a second later, I'll be like, oh, God, my phone. And then I'll have to run back outside as fast as I can and make sure nobody took it off my front seat, because that's, or right there in the cup holder. So, the cell phone thing, you probably get a lot of calls on cell phones, right?
I'm sure we get a lot of calls on cell phones, lost or stolen. Hold on to your cell phone. They are high-valued items to be taken from any car.
So let's run down the basics for people who are planning on maybe doing some shopping in the next few days, redeeming those gift cards, and going out and checking out those after-Christmas specials. What are some of the basic steps people want to take before they ever get in the dang car?
There's several basic steps. Make sure that you secure your items out of plain view if you're going to have them in the car. Secondly, do not leave your car unlocked. Always secure your car, whether you have items in it or not. If you're leaving the car running to get it warmed up, make sure that somebody stays with that car or the car is secured as with some of the new ignition devices.
I know not only you guys, but RPD also gets calls out the wazoo this time of year when it comes to people warming up their vehicles on the driveway. So try and avoid the double loss of losing all your return packages and your car at the same time by making sure maybe your teenager or grandma's sitting in the vehicle before you take off while it's running.
That's right.
The last thing you want to do is when you're parked at a location and you do have items in your car, make sure and lock it up, right?
Make sure and lock it up. Park it in a well-lit area if at nighttime. Take just a couple of seconds before you walk away from your car. Will your belongings be there when you come back? Just be careful. It's parking. It's securing your property. And knowing very well it is awfully cold out there, especially this time of year, do not leave your car running and unattended.
All right. Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong, thank you so much for this informative conversation. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's to you. Let's start it off right.
All right. I'm Daniela Cennino, and this is Nevada Outlook.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games,
player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The news and talk of Nevada. This is Nevada Outlook on News Talk 780 KOH.
Good morning. I'm Daniela Cennino, and this is Nevada Outlook. Today, we're talking with Lisa Lee. She's the director at Advocates to End Domestic Violence in Carson City, and we're talking about her new free group and individual therapy sessions.
You guys kind of have an announcement right now that you're going to start doing these support groups on Wednesday. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, we have a shelter. We have basically the largest emergency shelter for domestic violence survivors in Northern Nevada. We have 51 beds. And part of the services we provide is support groups. And during COVID, we had to reduce those down to just the clients that were in the shelter. And now that we're able to open up again, we're starting back up doing daytime one, which is going to be Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock. And then we're going to do an evening one, same day, Wednesday, from 4:30 to 5:30. And it's going to be at our new offices, which are on Hot Springs Road at 3640 Gordon Street, right across from Goodwill. We relocated our offices right behind our thrift store, Classy Seconds, about 7 months ago. So we have a much bigger facility now, and we can do that. We're also really excited because we have a therapist, Dr. Sherry Skidmore, who is going to be able to also do individual counseling.
During COVID, we really saw cases of domestic violence go way up because people were stuck in their homes. They were stuck with their abusers. Mental health really was never addressed. The whole world kind of took another look at mental health in the last couple of years due to COVID. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think one of the challenges of mental health is that there's limited resources out there to access it. So if you're fortunate enough to have insurance, you're still finding a therapist is hard. And if you're not fortunate enough to have insurance, it's impossible. And so that's one of the holes that we've often dealt with, in services, is that you can refer somebody, but it can take 3 to 4 months before they can get in to see someone, and then it's going to be once every 2 weeks, and that's if they have insurance. So being able to do the support groups, and before COVID, we were doing 3 community support groups a week, 2 in the day and 1 in the evening, and we'd like to get back to doing that. I mean, that's our goal, is to start building it back up and having it accessible to male and female survivors of domestic violence. And then we also do, Dr. Sherry will also be doing individual therapy for survivors of sexual assault.
The bottom line is we saw a big increase in that during COVID, right? Domestic violence went way up.
Yeah. And it's anytime you're locking people into a situation where, if you have the ability to get out, and most of the domestic violence that we end up dealing with is because, they have a lot of stresses, other stresses. There may be gambling, there may be drugs, there may be lack of employment, underemployment, child care issues. Often it relates back to the stresses of finances, which will erupt on a situation and make maybe a situation that was already a little bit difficult, in a family. It will escalate it. And COVID was the perfect, I think we've all learned a lot about our behaviors whenever you lock us in our house.
Profound, right? I mean, we all went through it, right? Even people in the mental health industry, right?
Everybody's gone through it, and everybody's exhausted from it. So you either got very good at working from home, but you ended up gaining 20 pounds, or, and we all shop more. I don't know what we're doing to the forest. Every time you turn around, you have another Amazon box on your front doorstep. You're going, where are they getting all this cardboard? And, why are we're just used to now just saying, oh, I can order. I'll have it in 2-3 days, and that'll be fine. And unless you've got a snowstorm and you're going, okay, nothing's getting over the hill today, we may have to go to the store. And so our habits are changing. And also I think what's happening is we've had roughly 2 years of where we've been more and more isolated. And it's going to be a challenge to get people to go back to wanting to come to support groups again, where, or going out to dinner, things that we've stopped doing. So people are going to be challenged to relearn those habits again, and hopefully we'll drop some of the bad habits and maybe continue with some of the good routines that we had. You do wonder where the personal interaction is, And people now game. You don't buy a device anymore with a cassette that goes in that you can game in your living room. You game with people all over the world, and you have relationships with those people. But you do wonder what's going to happen when we lose, when we evolve to the point where you don't look a person in the eye anymore. And when you have to, what happens? You know, do you have some kind of shock, having to interface with people, actually look at a person? And I know several people who have really, literally not been much out of their home in the last 2 years, and they're getting very happy with that. But that makes us going to be a challenge for our economy, too, is when people don't go to the movies anymore because we've gotten out of the habit, where they're saying that the online car sales are going crazier because people are just buying the car online. They're not even going to the dealership any longer, where they did have to interact with somebody. And I find that hard to believe, that you don't want to sit in the car. You don't want to smell it. You don't want to see how the door's shut.
So getting back to that antisocial theme that came about during COVID, it really accentuated a lot of people's anxieties. You hear more about that these days. We're on right now with Lisa Lee talking about these amazing support groups that you guys are offering in Carson City on Wednesday at your new location. Go ahead and give us that location one more time if you could.
We are out on Highway 50 East. It's 3640 Gordon, so you can see us right from the highway. Really big, pretty building, purple and green. We're right behind Classy Seconds, thrift store, and you would turn right on Brown, and right there we're parallel to Highway 56.
You're with Advocates to End Domestic Violence. You're offering some amazing support groups that are free for domestic violence survivors. Why is it so important to get these free sessions out there for people? Tell me why.
Even before COVID, often survivors are isolated. You know, being a victim of domestic violence is for a lot of people, it's a shame. They are very ashamed that it's happened to them. They don't want to tell other people about it. There's a lot of social angst that goes into, you know, how do people perceive you when you tell them that you're experiencing abuse at home and things like that. So for a lot of people, the first step is going to be for them is to go to a support group where there's other people who are in a similar situation at the same time, where they're also in a home where they haven't made a decision if they can leave or if it's a good choice for them and their children. Or there's other people in there who are currently in the shelter, or people who been out of the situation for a while and they're still just needing the extra support. And so being able to sit in a room with 3 to 5 to 10 people and kind of be able to express your feelings and also see how they've handled things. And it's good to be able to learn from somebody else. I always think of life as a road map. And if you can look ahead at the person who's 10 miles ahead of you and say, oh my gosh, they're having to slow down, there's something in the road, then you can start braking early and maybe not hit that item in the road. So often with support groups, you get that extra support and validation that it's not your fault, and that you do have worth, and that you should not be being abused. It is a cycle. And to try, and I've done this job long enough that I've seen the children that were in our shelter once come back as survivors now with their children. And that breaks my heart, because you're going, okay, that the cycle didn't break soon enough for this child. You know, they were exposed to it, and they're going to relive it. And now they have their children in the shelter.
What are the keys to breaking that cycle? If you could give us a quick briefing on that.
You know, it's getting out of it. It is getting out of the abuse and becoming, you know, violence-free. And that takes a lot of work, especially if you've been exposed to it as a child, and that's what you know. It's the comfort zone. And often we repeat the same cycles over and over. But learning your value, and that you are better than that. You don't have to take the abuse, and there are support out there for you. And it can take a while until you break that and you start having enough value for yourself that you're not going to stay in a relationship that's hurting you emotionally or physically.
Get involved by calling 775-883-7654. I'm Daniela Cennino, and this is Nevada Outlook.
On air, online, on demand. News Talk 780 KOH.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.